war against illegal drug trafficking eventually turns in favor of law-abiding citizens, much of the credit will go to members of the Nation of Islam.
Within a matter of hours, you've just restored a degree of tranquility and a sense of stability to an area of our war that was under siege.
Well, the Muslims have done more good in the 24 hours that have been here than the police department did in the last year.
April 16th, 1988. Mayfair Mansion's public housing project was the site of one of the biggest local stories of the year. A group of smartly dressed men began walking on patrol around the project, and the legions of drug dealers disappeared. A simple idea, an astounding result.
You got a little dope, and you're losing all hope. Who you gonna call? The Dope Buster.
The Dope Busters are Muslims, members of the Nation of Islam, devotees of Muslim leader Minister Louis Farrakhan. Dr. Abdul Alim Mohammed is leader of the Washington, D.C. Muslims.
We noticed that as we went through the neighborhoods selling our final call newspapers, that drug activity would decrease as long as we were in the area. This was also noticed by our neighbors who asked us that, well, why don't you come in and have a more permanent presence? And that's how the patrols actually got started.
There are always a few skeptics, you know. But after they were here for that one day, and they saw that our kids could get out and play again, they had to acknowledge that the Nation of Islam had made a beautiful difference. We had peace and serenity in one day that we hadn't had in 2 years. I mean, they came out and did in one day what the police couldn't do in 2 years.
I can remember as early as the age 10, members of the Nation of Islam in my community, and they always wore the bow ties. They always wore suits. They did not smoke, they did not drink. In a colloquial manner speaking, I guess you would call them some righteous dudes. They just look you in the eyes and say, brother, you know you're doing wrong. You know it's wrong, and it's gonna have to stop. And nobody was saying that to these guys.
Dr. Mohammed says he was himself a drug dealer and user until he joined the Nation of Islam in 1968. He went on to college and medical school, becoming a surgeon.
These young men, most of them are young men who are peddling drugs and people using drugs. Who wants them in this society? The Nation of Islam wants them. We can turn these armies of violent, misguided, sometimes vicious young men who are pursuing careers of crime, we can turn them around and make them into worthwhile citizens, make them productive, make them self-respecting.